Yep. Joint practice between your Houston Texans and the Carolina Panthers. Seems like it is wrapped up out there, ladies and gentlemen. A pretty up and down day for the offense. Clearly been some good things in there. I wonder how you feel about this. Willie Anderson said that he wasn't pleased with the defense today. Said we got to get better. Was one of the quotes that I saw. Of course, we'll dig a little bit more into some of the things that were actually said out there. Shout out to Sam Warren of the Houston Chronicle. He seemed to be watching a lot of the defense versus the offense. Had some big turnovers, sacks, and stops, but also gave up multiple TDs in big plays in the pass game. Lots of jumping off sides and coverage penalties as well. And that kind of leads very nicely into this conversation that I want to have with you here, Lopez, and you, listener, 713-572-4610, because I was having a conversation weeks ago, in fact, where I was really defending the Houston Texans and their stronghold that I believe that they have at the top of the AFC South this year. And I stopped and I was like, am I just being too positive? Have I not considered the possible places where regression could happen with this team?
And so I had that thought, because we're so close.
I kind of want to, let's have the conversation. Mm-hmm. What are the places of possible regression this year? And it doesn't mean that you have to believe that those are the places that it will happen, but what are the places that it could happen? Because we've talked about places where clearly progress can and hopefully will happen for this team. But let's be holistic. Let's look at all the areas of this. And what comes to mind for you immediately, Lopez? Because one of the things that jarred this conversation back into my mind yesterday was actually a conversation that was being had by Nate Tice on a podcast.
Yeah, and just as a quick programming note, digging deeper in everything that happened on the field today and some of the details that you just related. Seth Payne will be joining us at noon.
Hey!
Right out of the – still on the field, to be honest, because he's probably talking to some guys right now. So we'll get you that. Regression, though, is an interesting and very important point. This was a team that, made the playoffs again, won 10 games again, but was – you kind of felt like you were shorted a little bit, like you were not completely fulfilled. Well, if they regress in certain places, we could be back in this situation again. I'm going to stay away from offensive line. It's certainly one that we can talk about.
Do you feel like it's possible to regress from last year's offensive line?
Yes, I do.
Can you explain that to me?
And that is
because they were bad. They were
awful.
Terrible.
But talent, man. Talent.
I was even thinking Laramie Tunsil. I felt like that side could be worse.
Yeah, that's part of it.
Blindside for CJ.
Yeah,
you could say everything you wanted about Laramie Tunsil, and we did. But top three, top five pass protector. Your franchise quarterback, he protected his ass. Literally from the backside. And so there's that aspect of it. But I also just like overall talent. Ursary has looked really good. I kind of expect him to be the left tackle. Is he going to be Laramie Tunsil protecting? But he might be better in other aspects. We'll see. He's also a rookie. Let's go across the line. Then you go to left guard, Laken Tomlinson. He's kind of bounced around the league. He's been, okay. He's been penciled in from day one.
Yeah.
Is he going to be better? I don't know. Center, Jared Patterson had to step in. Juice Scruggs did a little bit. Now you have kind of an undersized Jake Andrews, stepping in. He knows the system, but is he better? They're battling it out right now. Right guard, it ain't going to be Titus Howard, it looks like. It looks like Titus Howard's going to be right tackle. So right guard, Ed Ingram?
Yeah, and the tough part about that is right guard last year was just Shaq Mason that, maybe was dealing with some injuries, but very clearly is just was over the hill, too far over the hill at this point in his career, especially considering the other failures that were happening on offensive line with system and with coaching. The one thing that with the offensive line where I don't know how much I lean, it's, and I guess in theory it could be a point of regression, but it would have to be total failure because it was total failure last year. I do wonder how much help is going to be garnered from, even though there is less talent, and I would like there to be more talent on this offensive line. If they are failures in consistent ways, and maybe not consistent as in it happens all the time, but in a way that is understandable, in a way to kind of a way that CJ Stroud can then kind of mitigate, because I know this is the way that if failure happens, it's going to happen like this. It's like with a car, the way that we make our automobiles, there's a crunch zone. if failure happens, it is going to happen in this portion of the car, as opposed to if you don't have a crunch zone, if failure happens, you don't know where, you don't know how to mitigate it. I think that that's kind of something that with the new Cole Popovich at offensive line head coach, and then obviously at all, you know, your offensive coordinator with the rules and schemes that it seems like they're bringing in, I imagine that if failure happens on the line, it happens in a way that you know how to mitigate. So I think even then, I am less concerned about regression on the offensive
line. Well, to be clear, I am too. You know, the question is, you know, where might there be regression? I do have confidence in Cole Popovich. If for no other reason, I feel like they're all on the same page now, and they clearly were not on the same page last year, you know, between Slowick and, you know, Strasser and Popovich. So let's be very clear. I have confidence in them. I think they're on the same page. I like what we're seeing in Ursary and others, including Lakin Tomlinson, who, like I said, who's locked it up from day one. All I'm saying is it's a valid question just in general. Are they better? Is there more talent? I don't know.
That's fair. I think, honestly, running back could be an interesting
place.
That's
my other
here.
One. Go ahead.
I mean, we had Joe Mixon that was a make a little something out of nothing, and the offensive line obviously did not do a great job often of creating room, but that's a Joe Mixon that's getting older. You have a Nick Chubb who's coming off a couple of injuries who's also getting older. You have a rookie in that running back room. You have a Jawar Jordan that's in year two, but I don't know how well or how much he'll be utilized. Mm-hmm. You have a Darrego Ogunbowale, which, you know, hey, that is Darre. It is fine, but I don't think it's anything more than fine. What happens if you're already dealing with an injury with Joe Mixon now? Are you dealing with more injuries? What happens if you are reaching the cliff for him and or Nick Chubb? Like, what happens in that case, especially if you don't have guys that can make more of what you have, especially as you've talked about the talent level being what it is on this offensive line?
Right. They go together. My big thing, I can just funnel it down to one thing. If Joe Mixon isn't available in himself, that's a possible regression. And I'm a big fan of Nick Chubb. I have been since day one that he arrived here. I think he's going to be good. Not just like passable. I think he's going to be good. But nevertheless, Joe Mixon was ridiculous at times with what he could do. So if he is not what he was last year, that's an area that could be regression.
Would that be the reason? Because I'm starting to wonder if that's some of why. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they love to do, but some of why there's still such a big push for Dameon Pierce. Because I think that if you look at outside of Joe Mixon in this running back room, who has the highest like ceiling of potential to give you something like, maybe not even like that, it's probably unfair, but something of the caliber of number one running back at this point, if Joe Mixon isn't that. It's Dameon Pierce, is it not?
I think you're right. And I think the other thing that is helping him is this is a system that fits his game, presumably. You know, give me the ball, I'm going to run straight ahead. Tell me where to run, I'll run there, as opposed to, you know, the cutbacks and all that stuff. So, I think Dameon Pierce, I mean, he's got a lot to prove and wasn't on the field today, so that could absolutely be an area of regression. Let me ask you about this one, because it's been making a lot of news lately. They were not great at safety last year. If there was a weak spot on the defense, they were attacked. Tight ends after the catch, deep seam routes, they were beaten at the safety position. And now they're just looking for bodies. You know, I mentioned earlier I was listening to Matt Burke talk yesterday. He's a delight. Yeah, I love the guy.
We'll hear from him again later.
Yeah, we'll hear from him later. But he was basically saying, and I don't think it was like an act or being, you know, sort of like coy about it. He was just like, I don't know, we'll see. That's kind of was the, if I had to funnel it down to one sentence, he was like, I don't know, we're trying to find out ourselves.
As it pertains to kind of who the safety position.
Yeah, so that could be a spot right there.
I guess so. The one thing I would say is that probably you're opening up your idea, your space to, do they still have some of those explosive plays that can happen like was happening last year? And I think that the text line, I think, adequately pointed to this from the 8-2. Honestly, doesn't sound like regression on the defense if that's the way that they're playing. It sounds similar to the last couple of seasons. And I think that's fair. Mm-hmm. When we talk about the possibilities for this defense of being the best and elite with the takeaways, I think that part of it is, okay, but you know, maybe hopefully they cut down on those explosives that happen over the top as Kalen Bullock gets, another year more experienced, and you add in a good running mate with him in that defensive secondary. Well, if you don't have the good running mate and the explosive plays, I think you still have a very good defense. But that, I don't know if that's regression, but that definitely hurts the ceiling of what you can get to. But that did bring up for me, though, something that I heard from Nate Tice, Football 301 podcast, as he was doing their AFC South preview. He was talking about this Texans defense, and he was talking about linebacker and the importance of Azeez Al-Shaair. Now, with anything and you're playing football, one of the easiest answers of parts of regression is injury. Mm-hmm. Is it possible that Azeez Al-Shaair himself and the possibility of if you get injured or if you lose him for a significant amount of time could be a problem? Because this, listen to this stat that Nate gives about Azeez and how he relates to the defense at large.
When he was on the field last year, which was a majority of the season, this was the Texans ranks. Here we are. First in EPA per play, 0.15, or I should say negative 0.15 EPA per play. The Broncos last year were first at negative 0.1. So that's significantly better. 0.12 EPA per pass, easily first. Triple the Broncos rate, essentially. Suplex rate, success rate plus explosive play rate, first. Eagles, they would have been first, slightly above the Eagles. They would have been second in yards per play allowed. They would have been ninth in explosive plays allowed. But this is where it gets really interesting with Al-Shaair off the field and why he is so important. They cannot go through a whole season with Henry To'o and another guy out there, because when Al-Shaair was not on the field, they ranked 20th in EPA per play. So they went from first to 20th. They ranked 30th in EPA per pass allowed. So they went from first to 30th. First with Al-Shaair on the field, 30th with him off the field. I just want to emphasize that.
Look, man, I saw this and it actually surprised me that it was that drastic.
I did not realize it was that drastic either. Now, to be fair, part of what made it drastic last year was the next man up in that situation was Neville Hewitt, was Jake Hansen, obviously with Toa in that kind of tandem and somewhere in there. This year, you would imagine that along with Henry To'o, or maybe it would be EJ Speed and possibly Christian Harris if you get him out there. And mind you, he did not practice today in the joint practice. So maybe that drop off isn't the same. But is there still a drop off that happens if he is not playing games for the Texans?
Well, I think at this point you just have to kind of say, yeah, maybe, simply because Christian Harris isn't out there. We all liked what EJ Speed showed in the first preseason game. But the more important part of it is, you got to keep Azeez Al-Shaair on the field.
Yeah,
you got to figure it out.
I mean, we've talked about him being the emotional core. I've not thought about him as like the Fred Warner of this, to the D'Amico Ryans, the San Francisco based kind of defense. Mm-hmm. But it does very much feel like that when you look at numbers in that space. So I was like, oh, wow. I'd not prioritize Azeez in the way that I probably should have. And hopefully that is mitigated if you get, you know, the version of Christian Harris that you've seen before, like you've seen in that Browns game, who was really the best player in that game for you. So maybe that is mitigated somewhat, but I think that there are still critical points, just like with any football team, to be fair, where if you get an injury, it really gets difficult. And one of those apparently is linebacker in a way that I had not considered as much. So there's probably some other potential areas. Let me know. 713.
Deep snapper.
572. you're like Tucker Addington. Not sure quite how that looks. But no, I think that there probably are some other ones. And we probably haven't considered all of them. But some of the things that I was immediately thinking about, what are the places where you could actually see regression? The thing that is nice for me about it is, I think any of the places that you could see regression, I think I feel comfortable with the ways in which you could answer that. Except maybe like turnovers, if somehow they weren't getting the same level of turnover football that they were last year.
We're expecting that, aren't we?
I feel confident in it because it feels like they're still capable of doing that. But if they don't, somehow, some way, then you get to a dicey proposition because you're talking about a complementary offense. You would need to lean more on an offense if you're not able to generate the turnovers in the way this defense did last year. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610 from the 832, Christian Harris Alvarez. All right, thank you. Thank you for that. I appreciate this. I understand your point. Your point is well taken, right? Like, you're still waiting on the health to display for Christian Harris for you in this linebacker room. All right, coming up next, let's get into what's popping, and we will do that next on Sports Radio 610.